Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, I Love You But I Don't Trust You. The Complete Guide to Restoring Trust in Your Relationship by Mira Kirschenbaum is a relationship self-help book focused on one of the most difficult problems couples face: how to recover after trust has been damaged. Written by a couples therapist, the book is designed for readers who are dealing with infidelity, repeated dishonesty, emotional injuries from the past, or a general sense that the relationship no longer feels secure. Rather than treating trust as a vague ideal, the book approaches it as something that can be understood, repaired, and sometimes rebuilt through a clear process. Its purpose is practical and diagnostic as much as emotional. It helps readers think through whether the relationship is worth saving, what rebuilding would require, and which common reactions and behaviors can block recovery. The book stands out because it addresses trust restoration directly instead of focusing only on communication or forgiveness in the abstract. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trust is a repairable relationship structure, not just a feeling. A central idea in the book is that trust is not treated as a permanent trait or a simple emotional switch. Kirschenbaum presents it as something built through repeated experiences of reliability, and therefore something that can also be damaged and repaired. This matters because many relationship books speak about trust in broad moral terms, but this one frames it as a practical system of expectations, actions, and emotional safety. The book is especially useful in showing that trust can be broken by more than infidelity alone. Daily dishonesty, hidden resentment, and accumulated disappointments can create the same instability as a major betrayal. That broader definition makes the book relevant to couples with very different histories. It also helps explain why trust recovery is often slow. If trust was formed through repeated proof over time, it usually must be rebuilt the same way. The book therefore encourages readers to think less in terms of instant reassurance and more in terms of whether the relationship is generating new evidence of consistency. Secondly, understanding betrayal as a rupture in peace of mind. The book is structured around the idea that trust recovery follows stages rather than happening all at once. That is one of its most useful contributions because it gives readers a framework for understanding why progress can feel uneven. A betrayed partner may want immediate certainty, while the partner who caused the hurt may want quick closure, but the book makes clear that healing has its own sequence. First comes the recognition that trust has been damaged. Then comes the difficult work of deciding whether the relationship can continue. After that, the couple must move through behaviors that gradually restore credibility, security, and emotional steadiness. This staged approach is important because it prevents couples from assuming that apologizing once or promising change once is enough. It also helps explain why setbacks do not automatically mean failure. Rebuilding trust is shown as a process that can be interrupted, delayed, or damaged by impatience. The practical value of this framework is that it helps readers locate where they are in the recovery process and what kind of effort is actually needed next. Thirdly, understanding betrayal as a rupture in peace of mind. The book does not assume that every broken relationship should be preserved. Instead, it repeatedly returns to the question of whether the relationship is worth saving, which makes the book more realistic than many repair-oriented guides. That perspective matters because trust restoration only works when both the emotional and behavioral conditions support it. Kirschenbaum helps readers evaluate the seriousness of the breach and whether the relationship still has enough core value to justify the work required. This is not presented as a purely intellectual decision. It involves weighing history, patterns, sincerity of repair, and the possibility of changing future behavior. The book is therefore useful for readers who are torn between staying and leaving. It validates the fact that not all betrayals are equally recoverable, and not all relationships are equally repairable. By putting discernment before optimism, the book protects readers from confusing hope with evidence. In practice, that means the book functions not only as a repair manual, but also as a guide for making a sober judgment about whether rebuilding trust is a realistic goal. Fourthly, understanding betrayal as a rupture in peace of mind. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on what not to do after trust has been broken. Kirschenbaum emphasizes that many couples unintentionally make healing harder by responding in ways that intensify fear, defensiveness, or confusion. This is one of the book's strongest practical contributions because it recognizes that the aftermath of betrayal is often managed badly. The betrayed partner may monitor, accuse, or repeatedly test the other person, while the partner who caused the harm may minimize, rush, or become impatient with the injured partner's continuing pain. The book identifies these patterns as obstacles to recovery, rather than proof that the relationship is doomed. This is important because it shifts attention from blame to process. Healing requires conditions that support security, and certain habits prevent those conditions from forming. By naming the mistakes that block restoration, the book gives readers a way to interrupt self-defeating cycles. It also makes clear that trust cannot be rebuilt while one or both partners are still acting from panic, denial, or pressure to move on too quickly. Lastly, understanding betrayal as a rupture in peace of mind, the book ultimately argues that restored trust depends on emotional safety, not just verbal reassurance. Communication matters, but only when it is supported by behavior that is steady, transparent, and credible over time. This is a major strength of the book because it avoids the common mistake of treating talk as the same thing as repair. A sincere apology may matter, but the book suggests that real recovery depends on whether the couple can once again predict each other with some confidence. That includes learning how to speak about hurt without escalating into blame, how to ask for reassurance without trapping the relationship in endless negotiation, and how to respond in ways that reduce fear rather than inflame it. The emphasis on security makes the book clinically grounded and highly applicable. It is not interested in idealized reconciliation. It is interested in whether the relationship can become livable again. That practical orientation is what makes the book distinctive. It treats emotional repair as a disciplined rebuilding process, not as a sentimental act of forgiveness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples dealing with betrayal, repeated dishonesty, emotional distance, or the lingering aftermath of old hurts that have made a relationship feel unsafe. It can also be useful for individuals trying to decide whether a damaged relationship is still worth repairing. The main benefit of the book is that it gives structure to a problem that often feels chaotic. Instead of offering generic advice about communication or forgiveness, it explains how trust breaks, what slows recovery, and how repair can happen in realistic stages. That makes it especially valuable for readers who want something more concrete than reassurance. Compared with many relationship books, it is more focused and more diagnostically clear. It does not assume that all trust problems are the same, and it does not promise quick emotional resolution. Its strength lies in combining psychological insight with practical guidance, so readers can understand both the emotional injury and the behavioral work required to heal it. For that reason, it stands out as a direct, useful guide for couples facing one of the hardest problems in intimate relationships. If you would like to support Mira Kirschenbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.